It's no secret that student loan debt is a huge and mounting expense. In Wisconsin alone, the White House estimates residents owe more than $18 billion. Monday, we reported on some employers who are helping pay down student loans. Today, we hear about debt that has become multi-generational. As WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello found, the first generations to take out noteworthy college loans now have kids, borrowers of their own.
Erin Umhafer and Libby Brennan have dinner together as often as they can. I joined them a few nights ago at Libby's home in Cedarburg.
So what are you guys making?
Salmon on the grill with a mustard sauce.
Do you want anything else on the salad?
Libby and Erin are mother and daughter. They live together to save money. Each is paying off federal student loans. They won't say how much, but they'll be paying for 10 years. Plenty of families are like this one, with multi-generational college debt. The Pew Charitable Trusts found that of all the money Americans owe in student debt, adults ages 35 to 50 owe roughly half the total. Erin Umhafer, the daughter, is today's typical college student. Even before she entered college, she expected to come out with some debt.
I don't know, I kind of just think of it as like a rite of passage, as going to college.
That expectation meant Erin chose her school and her major carefully. She ended up in a marketing program at UW-Madison.
I chose Madison because it's a good school. It's in-state, far less expensive than going to a private or out-of-state school.
I asked Erin's mom, Libby.
Do you remember thinking about those things when you first went to school?
No, not at all. It just wasn't in the realm of something that somebody thought about in the 70s and the 80s.
Libby never finished college the first go around. It became increasingly expensive, and she knew she could find work without a degree. Plus, she had kids to raise. Libby helped put those three daughters through college. So when she decided to go back to school almost 30 years later, student loans were her most logical move.
That kind of helped me make the decision to, you know, leave my career and take advantage of student loans. You know, I'm not going to be saving for a house or something like that.
Today, both mother and daughter pinch pennies to lessen the effects of their debt. Each helps around the house and pitches in for groceries. And mom Libby says they help one another navigate the process.
Did you go on FAFSA? Did you get that statement? Are you taking that tax deduction for the interest you paid? So because I know all those things, I'm reminding her about them.
Both mom and daughter say they hope to find jobs that make them happy and help pay the bills. In the meantime, they'll keep their standing dinner date. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.